You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another full day of baseball coming your way. Four straight playoff games yesterday. A lot of fun. A lot of low-scoring games throughout most of the day. Very close. Bullpens, a huge factor there. Could be the same today. Joe O, Sammy P. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. We're here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. And every Wednesday at this time, we're lucky enough to have someone from foul territory. Today, it's former Major Leaguer Kevin Pillar. Check out foul territory weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. Kevin, how'd you enjoy day one of the playoffs?
Oh, it was exciting. Definitely very exciting. I don't get to sit down and watch every game in its entirety, like from my couch, but I mean, that's the great thing about a mobile phone these days. You know, I'm a full-time Uber driver for my kids, you know, shuttle them to and from school, to and from practice. So definitely got home in time to finish the Red Sox-Yankee game, though, and that was very, very exciting.
Joe had Red Sox. I jumped on late after saying everybody's betting the Red Sox because everybody did bet them. And then I said, all right, well, I might as well join this party. And you felt good going into the ninth. And then you didn't feel good. But then Chapman loads the bases and then gets out of it. I mean, that's what it's all about, getting out of jams. And to see that guy at his age, after all he's been through on the diamond, all the pitches, all the torque, to still crank it up to 101, how impressive is that?
It's unbelievable. I mean, he is defying kind of the laws of physics. You know, you're supposed to kind of slow down as you age, and he's actually, you know, maintaining mostly the velocity that he had, maybe, you know, a couple ticks down from when he first came in when he was throwing 104, but nonetheless, he's still throwing over 100 miles an hour, but he's the best version of himself right now. He's the best pitcher he's ever been, and you know, watching that game last night, the Stanton at bat was really the pivotal at bat in that inning. You know, if you have bases loaded, you got a 2-run lead with zero outs. If you're able to get that first guy out, statistically, you have a good chance at getting out of that inning. You know, with the lead, you know, you have the double play ball. Guy puts a ball in play, sack fly, even a hard hit base hit still kind of really only scores one run there, but it's amazing what he's been able to do. And if I was to bet on that game too, I probably would have jumped on the Red Sox bandwagon too. And I was really thinking about it. You know, I love Max Fried as a pitcher. Obviously, pitched in the postseason World Series, pitch huge games. Love me some Garrett Crochet. But what would have swayed my vote was, you know, the manager's decision. Yeah, I would have bet with Corin. I think he just outmanaged him yesterday with trusting his guy going deep into the game like that. I think, you know, I think Fried should have pitched a little bit longer in that game. I think that's why you go out and pay a guy like that for October games to get his pitch count up over 100, 110 pitches. You know, I know he had a little bit of trouble the last couple innings, but that's what you pay a guy like that for.
You guys are so right about Chapman. And Kevin, I'm like living the same life too. So we were driving to softball at the end of that Yankees Red Sox game at that point, listening. and they were going on and on about where he's hitting it, like 100 miles an hour. I'm like, God, 2016 was so long ago when he was doing that with the Cubs, and he's still doing it now. And then we start talking about, well, who still plays from the 2016 Cubs? Schwarber, and I don't know, do we count Chris Bryant? Like, it's a very short list, and he's still doing it at such a high level. Yeah, Baez too, but not many. Not many are left. Rizzo retired now.
I mean, he hasn't even the beginning of it either. I mean, I think it's kind of the Cubs thing when he got traded over there, you know, and helped them win the World Series. I mean, he was pitching long before that with Cincinnati, and that's when he was, right, you know, running it up to 104, but really no idea where he was throwing it. You know, even facing him when I was with Toronto and he was with the Yankees, like, it was intimidating to get in the box because it was scary. It wasn't so much about the stuff. Obviously, velocity is always, you know, king. It speeds up your decision-making, but he was just frightening to get in the box with because, you know, quite frankly, he didn't really know where he was going to throw it. You know, if you asked him, maybe he didn't really know where he was going to throw it. But it seems like now he just, you know, he's changed his arsenal pitches a little bit. But, I mean, I'm thinking about even the Stanton at bat. Like, he had, you know, really well located, two fastballs at the top of the zone. Even the third one with 0-2 was just at the top of the zone, got fouled off. And then he was able to really command a split finger in the strike zone, where he needed to throw it, when he needed to throw it. If you would have gotten that situation maybe 3-4 years ago, you know, I would have taken a live bet on the Yankees coming back to win that game. You know, just because he had to be, you know, he could very easily lose it. He could have thrown one to the backstop, which changes the entire inning. That was kind of always my fear, too, watching that game last night. Like, if I'm a Red Sox fan, is – you know, one pitch to the backstop really changes that dynamic of the inning. And sure enough, he was able to kind of just bear down, make the pitches he needed to do, and, you know, get out of the inning. And the crazy thing is he will be available today, no matter how many pitches he threw yesterday. Mm-hmm. From everything I've heard from people that have played with him inside those walls, he is an absolute animal in the weight room. Gets in there every single day, never misses a day, and will always take the ball.
Dylan Cease has to save San Diego's season today against Chicago. What do you think?
I mean, he's got the ability to do it. I mean, that's why that's why they went out and acquired a guy like him a year ago. Four games like this, you know, you hope he just kind of can find the Dylan Cease that we've all seen out of him. You know, it's obviously a huge start for the Padres, but quite frankly, it's a really big start for Dylan Cease right now because all could be forgotten about his, you know, struggles at the end of the regular season, him going in as a free agent, if he goes out and spends a great one today, because ultimately you go out and you pay for these starting pitchers for what they do in October and November, and, you know, Dylan Cease has an opportunity to do that today.
So, on the other side, you've got an opener with Kittredge, and it's hard for Cubs fans to come in on council and say anything negative because he pushed every button correctly yesterday, just the way he used the entire bullpen. All this chatter about the Padres have the better bullpen, Padres are better bullpen. Well, if you look at the second half, the Cubs have been pretty strong too. So, what do you think about this game overall and that decision to go with Kittredge?
Yeah, I mean, you always got to trust, you know, highest paid manager in baseball right there. He knows what he's doing. You know, I don't think a lot of teams had the Cubs, you know, going out and winning as many games as they did this year. So you got to believe in him. I'm not like 100% super locked in on like the entirety of the Cubs roster. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm guessing what was the young kid's name? Horton was probably the one who was maybe projected to start. I know he's a little bit banged up right now. I'm trying to go through my Rolodex right now of, you know, who else they would be starting. You know, I don't know why they're not starting.
They could go to Imanaga today.
Imanaga. I'm guessing why they don't throw Imanaga, but maybe they feel like they got a 1-0 lead. You know, they can utilize their bullpen. They trust their bullpen. You hate to kind of think that they're saving him for game three or for potentially game one of the next series, but maybe just the way everything kind of lined up, like I said, Horton was supposed to throw and he's a little bit banged up. So instead of getting people off their normal routine or rest or however it works, this is what he feels like is the best decision for them. And quite frankly, bullpen days are really tough for an opposing team. You know, it's not to say it's easier when you're facing an elite starting pitcher or any starting pitcher, but at least you know going in, like, you can game plan against this guy. You can watch the video. You know when you're using a bullpen game, especially if you're those, you know, bulk guys in the middle of the order, you are going to be facing the absolute best of their best. You know, you're going to bring your leverage guys in to face certain parts of the order as opposed to what inning it is. So those games can be very difficult for an offense to kind of capitalize on because you can't game plan like you normally do, and you don't really know who you're going to face until that guy's really warming up in the bullpen or running out of the gates.
Mm-hmm. I was so impressed yesterday watching San Diego, Chicago. Everything in the air, as long as it was in the stadium, was caught by Pete Crow Armstrong. And you're the perfect person to ask about playing center field. He makes the easy plays, obviously, but he makes the hard plays look easy. I thought there was going to be a double in the gap, and he just, like, blowing bubbles, catching the ball. Like, he is everywhere out there, and that changes everything you do as a manager because you can trust, you know, everything you have to do in center field. All right, he's got it covered. He can go in the gaps. I mean, a defensive center fielder at that level is so important. There's not many of them, but he is unbelievable out there, man, watching PCA.
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, arguably the best center fielder in baseball right now defensively. And, I mean, you could throw him in that conversation of just best overall center fielder in baseball. I know he had a little bit of offensive struggles, you know, kind of towards the second half of the year, but you know, still ended up with, you know, in a pretty amazing year for really his first full season in the major leagues. But just an unbelievable athlete. And, you know, being a great athlete doesn't always translate into being an elite defensive center fielder or an elite defensive player at any position. What he has that really separates him, you know, obviously the elite speed, but there's a lot of guys that have elite speed. He just has really good instincts and he's got a really good feel for the position. You could tell that he, obviously being left-handed, growing up, he was probably a little bit more limited on positions he could play. But you can tell that he's been a center fielder for a long time, probably since he was playing kid pitch. He's probably pitching and he's probably playing center field and just has an unbelievable feel for the position. A big part of that is being able to read swings. And it seems like he's able to kind of – when someone's able to make a – very difficult play look easy. Obviously, it takes unbelievable athleticism. It takes, you know, elite speed. But the thing that you don't see unless you're there in person and really focusing on him, I can probably almost guarantee that he's almost moving or leaning in the direction the ball is being hit before it's even being hit. And that's just having the best view from the outfield, being able to reach swings. And he anticipates really well. And he's a lot of fun to watch. You know, I was with him in spring training. When I was with the Mets, when he first got drafted, he went to a local high school right near mine. We actually were in the same division. So we kind of hit it off a little bit. I kind of like mentored him a little bit in that first spring training. But you could tell his ability to play center field was never going to be the reason he wasn't going to get to the big leagues. You could always tell too in his conversations that he loved playing the position. He had a passion for it. And a ton of credit to him for, you know, with how awful he was last year when he came up offensively to go into the offseason, look at himself in the mirror objectively and make those changes and come out and be an absolute monster this year, an all-star. Probably going to win most definitely going to win a gold glove, probably even a silver slugger. So he's been fun to watch.
With Kevin Pillar, a couple more minutes here on BetSweat. The two biggest favorites, of course, the Dodgers, the huge favorite today. But the Yankees are pretty big favorites after last night's loss. Do you think either favorite, Yankees or Dodgers, are in trouble today?
I mean, obviously, I would tend to say the Yankees are in a little bit more trouble. Like, their backs are against the wall. I mean, the pressure is real. You feel it. You know it's win or go home. The Yankees are playing, or the Red Sox are playing a little bit more with house money at this point. And then what I saw out of the Dodgers last night is, you know, what you kind of expect out of the Dodgers. You know, they're facing a legitimate ace in Hunter Green. Kind of limped across the finish line a little bit this year to still win the division. Probably still have, you know, a top four record in baseball, what we consider limping across the finish line. And then really the Dodgers are just playing in a different league than everyone else. This is really their real season started yesterday. Everything else was just kind of warm up. You know, when those lights turned on last night, that's the Dodgers I think everyone expected to see for 162 games. But even before that game started, I was very kind of interested. I did a little like looking at that matchup, you know, the Reds versus the Dodgers. And, you know, it's really almost impossible to bet against the Dodgers. But part of me was like, I could potentially see the Reds winning this series because I really like their starting pitching. I like who they had going in game one, two, and three. But if a guy like Hunter Green is going to get smacked around like that, you know, what do you think they're going to do to a guy like Zach Littell tonight? You know, no offense to Zach Littell, but he's not Hunter Green. Just feels like the Dodgers are just a team that, you know, like I said, once the regular season's over, it's like everyone is like, okay, they stop yawning. They're like, okay, let's lock it in collectively. Let's go out and do what we've been, you know, expected to do all year.
Five homers last night. Yeah, I think you're right. People are like, maybe they could steal game one with Hunter Green. Nope. Five bombs. Ridiculous. Kevin Pillar of Foul Territory. Check it out today at 1 o'clock Eastern. Thank you so much, Kevin. Hope to talk throughout the playoffs. Joe O. Sammy P. will give our breakdowns of each of these four games next on the BetMGM Network.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why?
What was the point of that? Why? Now I'm in a bad mood. Now I'm in a bad mood, officially.
Why? I don't know. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network, a slate of four games today. All right, let me throw this
I dropped my pen. I can't find my pen now. I'm so mad.
Why? This is what makes you so mad? Oh, that's why you dropped the pen, because you were so mad. They were trying to put you in a bad mood.
I get it. I get it, though. As long as we don't play the song after the game, fine. We play that song, I will shut this laptop. And I will not be here the rest.
I don't even like that. That's bad, too. It's a small sample number of years in this format. I think what Major League Baseball wanted is they figured baseball playoffs, tight matchups, we're going to get a bunch of do-or-die games day three, right? No off days. They're going to have to go to the middle of the rotation, back into the rotation, these game three spots. They're just not getting them. Is there anything to it? So we've had 12 matchups so far. 10 of them are done today. 10 of them are done in game two. You get the sweep. Do you think there's something to that? Or is it just, it's just the way it's gone. Let's not go anywhere with this 83%. It's such a small sample. Completely ignore it and take it matchup by matchup.
I don't know. I haven't thought much about it, but the three games in a row all in one place, I don't know that I like that. Again, it's not like it's happened long enough to get that upset. I, in some weird way, I think the one game is better. Just play one game instead of three. It's just very unfair to the road team to have to play three straight games in somebody else's stadium. I say this as somebody that doesn't have a team in the fight. I mean, my White Sox barely cracked 50 wins this year. So, like, what do I care? And they're not going to make the playoffs for a while. But if I was a fan of, like, the Padres, for example, like, you know they're probably not going to get out of Wrigley with two wins in the next 2 days. So I think that would – I would understand people that were fans of the dog or the road team, if you will, however you want to spin it. I see that side of it, but personally I'm not, like, irate about it.
I also wonder – I will need a longer sample. I also wonder about the teams that got the top two seeds. Yes, of course, you always want to be the team. You don't have to deal with the wild card. Like the rest, set up our rotation the way we'd like, get a breather, all that. Rest versus rust. We talk about it in sports all the time, especially when you have a long time off. Is it a good, a positive, a net positive in the end? I don't know. I don't know. I also think we're way too early on, okay, we're going to have more sweeps than not. Like, you might be right. We might have two games where, two series where we have a game three coming up. We'll see. I do wonder about the unders, though, but I think that's just a product of playoff baseball. Like, the unders have been on a ridiculous run ever since they went to this format, and then we saw it yesterday. And really, common sense tells you what? Okay, if you want to play the unders, let's call it a system play, Paul's system play, just play the unders and don't do the under in the Dodger game because the Dodgers offense could put up 10 like they did last night.
I'm thinking about under, 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 over. That's what I'm thinking about as you're talking.
Again.
Wheel them. Three unders and an over. But if you're a Reds fan right now, I know we're going to break all these games down. Don't worry. If you're a Reds fan, you basically feel like a sacrificial lamb going into this round. Oh, we have to go into Los Angeles and beat the Dodgers twice. You know what's going to happen. And here's my big fear, to put a ribbon on this. This format, the way it is, Major League Baseball will find a way to change it in 2 years anyways. So that's the problem.
That's true.
There's no, like, they just keep, there's no, like, longevity to this. How many times have they changed the playoffs since we've been alive?
I know. They're going to change it again. Somebody complains. Oh, yeah, you're right. Like, if Rob Manfred was in charge of the NFL, after Sunday night's tie, they'd be changing it in the offseason. That's how it would go.
In 2 years, we're going to play banana ball in the playoffs. Yeah, like, oh, great, perfect.
Exactly. It might be pretty fun. With an MLB postseason, no sweat SGP token, you're going to stake back in bonus bets, step up, and find your pitch at BetMGM. All right, tell me where you want to start. Doesn't have to be chronological order. What's the first game on your mind?
We need Jake's thoughts. I've been waiting all morning for Bayo Rodon talk with Jake. So I'd like to start there. But before we do that, a four-leg wheel, under, Dodgers over, is 12-1 at BetMGM.
Just It'd be a repeat of yesterday. A repeat of yesterday. I could see it. I circled two unders of those first three that you mentioned. So could I see it going under and over in the others? Certainly. Certainly could. 6.5, 6.5, 7 in the Dodgers, no, 7 in the Red Sox Yankees, and then 8 in the last game. Those make sense to me. Well, okay, if you go through it, Detroit, Cleveland, lack of offense there. You don't have the lights out pitching you had yesterday, but you don't have the scoring, and we're getting that half run. Cubs, Padres. Cubs looks like a bullpen day. Maybe they go to Imanaga if they're in the game with an opportunity to clinch the series. And then they got Cease on the other side. And we know that the Padres have a strong bullpen. So two strong bullpens here. Red Sox, Yankees. Maybe that goes over, but you see why there's the 7 there. And then, of course, Dodgers, Reds. I wonder about the Reds. Like, will they scratch against Yamamoto? That's the question. But maybe they get theirs against the bullpen like yesterday. So if I were to do that, that's probably the combo that I would come up with. Jay, can you endorse this under, over?
I was thinking about it too, especially after yesterday. I was leaning unders for sure. But an under in a Cubs bullpen game makes me feel very nervous in my stomach, and it makes me want to throw up a little bit. So,
what don't you like about the Cubs bullpen?
I just I can't get out of my mind the amount of blowups they had early in the season. I know it's all volatile, but when you're going a bullpen game in the playoffs, and I know San Diego choked massively yesterday offensively, but you still have guys in that lineup that can pop with Machado and Tatis and Merrill. And I just who in that Cubs bullpen, just even from a name standpoint, pops to you? Brad Keller's doing it for you? Really? Anybody? I can't get
They don't have right the names, either. but they did it in the second half of the year.
Yeah.
They found guys. No. And you know, bullpens are funky like that. Year to year, good luck projecting them.
Yeah. No, and maybe I'm just the idiot, which is very, very likely. And Cease has been volatile all year, too. And I think that's the other problem with this, too, is Cease could be good for 4 home runs given up. And that he could be knocked out early. We've seen that throughout this year, especially. He's been very sporadic. So that one makes me a little scared. And then, it's the same thing with Bayo and Rodon. As much as either of those guys could go 7 shutout, both of them could be out in the second inning. It's just, that's how they are. Okay.
Well, I'll bet the Red Sox again because I hate Rodon.
100%.
Yes.
I hate that guy. I hate him off the field and on the field. That guy, I have so many stories about that guy covering him. He sucks, and I hope they get blown out tonight.
I don't understand why they're a $1.85 favorite.
Yeah.
I just can't get to the price. I think it's closer to a toss-up. Give me the Red Sox. I think we all agree that's a clean sweep, right? Taking Boston, you have to with this number.
I have a little bit of extra money from the Red Sox yesterday. That's fine. I'll probably bet the Padres again. And then naturally, when I bet the Padres, they don't score. When I bet against the Padres, Luis Arraez goes 6 for 6 with 5 doubles. I can't get on the right side of the Padres no matter what. And I'm defeated on them, but I will probably, I know on the show I said I'm going to bet Padres and I ended up betting Red Sox. I'll probably just run it back on both today. That's my game plan. The Cub game will be on, oh joy. It'll be on 308, so I'll be on the train. Great. With no Wi-Fi. Awesome.
Same order. Detroit, Cleveland, under 6.5. Is that the move?
Probably.
Both these offenses stink.
They suck. Yeah.
I mean, Cleveland, can we just talk about that 9th inning for Cleveland yesterday? Did anybody see it? Jose Ramirez gets to third base. You're down 1. Nobody's out. can't score.
They don't score.
You just lose.
Can you imagine, Joe, if your team did that? If you had a runner at third, nobody out, and you didn't get that run home, how mad would you be?
It's happened. And we had an entire practice, like the next practice, on that scenario. I was so pissed.
What did you say? Put the ball in play? Like, bunt? Like, what? How does that practice go?
It was practicing. Like you're swinging an axe.
Basically, honestly, practicing hitting a hard ground ball instead of always trying to hit a home run with everything. Like,
oh, I bet you got launch angle parents too, don't you? I bet you do. I mean, on that team.
Everybody. Well, yeah. We're better than after that game now. But yeah, like they don't want to hit hard ground balls. I'm like, come on. Like, especially these grass infield about whatever. Nobody wants to hear about that. But yeah, I thought my bet was done because now they're going to extra innings and now it's all up for grabs. And the total was 6. So then we're at 4 runs total and my bet is dead. So I was very happy that they don't know how to play Little League baseball. They don't know how to play team baseball. Yeah, I think that under's probably pretty good. God, there's no way the Reds win tonight, right? Like, what can we do with this?
Bell. Can't do it.
Oh, I'm not. You can go ahead and do it. I don't care about the bell.
Oh, I'm not, to be clear. I don't want to. I'm way good. But watch him just win.
What about a run and a half at plus 110? You could take the run and a half.
Yeah.
No? No interest?
Never. After last night.
Here's what the room – here, let's put my room goggles on for a second.
Dodgers money.
Dodgers. Dodgers run line, minus 130. That's what the room would do tonight.
Yeah, they would.
You're right.
They would.
I know I'm right.
Here's a stat that blew my mind. I was looking at Baseball Savant with Yamamoto against this Reds lineup. 45 plate appearances. Their average exit velo is 79 miles an hour, which is horrendous. They can't hit the ball against them.
Even I know that's bad, and I'm not even a numbers guy.
79.
Shout out, by the way, Paul, who said Tigers World Series yesterday, 20-1. I looked at the prices this morning, 12-1, 10-1, after one game, Paul.
I think we need to add. So, add San Diego. Spencer, okay. Torkelson, 100-1, World Series MVP. Is that Jake? Wow. Give me a Tiger. That's where I'm looking. God.
Bobby Higginson, what's his price?
I'm going to say something insane if we're doing Tigers World Series MVP.
Parker Meadows.
Be insane.
Bias.
Oh,
I mean, he bets ninth. I want to, but he bets ninth. Like,
no chance.
No. Yeah.
Nope.
El Mago.
Padres 30-1 now after that loss yesterday.
That's what I already have. I don't need more. I'm good on 30-1 Padres.
I think you need more.
So I'll bet them today, and I'll bet the Red Sox. And then, Jake, let us know when you go to another hockey game tonight what the bets are.
Oh, yeah. How was that? How was the hockey game?
Who won?
Detroit won. The Blackhawks got absolutely wrecked.
The
Blackhawks were down 2-0 like 5 minutes into the game. I got our guy texting me, man, I'm sorry.
Jake sits down, it's 2-0. That's right.
Exactly.
Gotta be careful with the homers. Everybody's got a team. Oh, man. Joe Osa, MVP Lightning Bets are next on the BetMGM Network. Sorry.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd love to talk about that on air. Would love to. But nope. Some things I guess you can't. No, you're telling me no? Is that what's happening? White Castle. Yeah, I got shut down by Sam. Sure?
If you would like to talk about it, by all means.
How was it having Sunday morning off? Did you enjoy it?
It was an equal trade-off.
I saw a clip of Nick flipping out during the Steelers Vikings game. I was like, oh, Sam's gonna love this next week. It's Sunday morning football. He's screaming to him about McComb's just standing there. You want him to tackle somebody?
Now there's the European games for the next couple weeks. And usually what happens on Sunday when there's a game in either, you know, England or Ireland or Germany or whatever, Nick will try and bring me along on a live bet. And yeah. I don't think the success rate is that good. So maybe I fade it this Sunday. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, you feel forced into it. I wasn't budging this week. I was like, look, I don't like the game. I don't like anything. I don't like this matchup. I don't like anything about it. I did say, like, before we got off the air, okay, at halftime, if you're looking for something, this is where I would go, which actually hit, and I didn't bet it, but I wasn't really interested in the game. But yeah, when the game's on and you're on the air, especially doing sports betting, like, you do feel like you need to have some action on it, whether you truly like it or not.
I understand that, and it does make for entertainment, no doubt. I just hate the game. Yeah. And I love that you are still so jaded from the London Over in 2016 that you won't even sniff a London game anymore. It's the best.
It's not ruined for you. No, it's your jaded. I forgot about it completely. And it's been sitting with you for how many years now? Because you brought it
up.
How
could
the
you
other
forget
day?
About the London Over 30 and a half? How could you ever forget about that?
Because we make million bets every football season. That's why.
Not over 30 and a half in an NFL game on the London side of things.
Hey, man. What's the line this week? 3.5? We have a London bet this week since they're back over there?
I don't, and I hope to not. But if you made me do it, I would go Dylan Gabriel.
What about the over? 36 and a half?
Absolutely not.
You'd go Gabriel.
Yeah, I take the points.
I mean, it's going to be run heavy game, you would think.
I liked him in college.
Yeah,
I thought he was very efficient in college. You just have to protect the football. That's the problem with these London games, though, and the Ireland games and all that. Like, weird things happen. I mean, weird things happen in a lot of NFL games, but man, that could be 17 to 10 easy with those two defenses. And then you got Carson Wentz against Dylan Gabriel. Blech.
One step closer to Shador. That's what happened yesterday. One step closer. It's going to happen. It happens in week five. It's definitely going to happen at some point this season with Cleveland. All right, let's get to our lightning bets. We've got four baseball games going down today. Obviously, we're looking at NFL, college football card as well. Sam, where are we going?
I'm taking the Padres again. Fully expecting to lose. Is what it is. BetMGM has minus 102. Let's just go with that. Offshore, there's some even money, plus 101, but whatever. I mean, it does matter. I'm not trying to dismiss the price, but BetMGM has a fair price on it, minus 102. Other books have minus 106, minus 108. So let's go Padres, very small favorite price. And I don't know, if I didn't lightning bet Boston yesterday and it won, should I not lightning bet it again today? What do you think? What's the verdict?
Are you going to get it? I want to mush it later. Are you going to get?
I don't
want to
mush it. I'd rather not mush it. Is what I'm saying. Like I'd rather just not give it out and then just bet it. Wink, wink.
And then bet it later. Bet it later. Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on.
Padres only then.
I'm going to give out Boston. I'm giving out Boston. So and I
whatever you did on Boston yesterday, just do it again.
That's what I'm doing. We'll take Boston as a dog. I don't understand the number, man. I don't get it. This should be closer to a toss-up. And I know desperation, they're at home, blah, blah, blah. Most of the times we end up having the two-game sweep. And I just view this game as a toss-up, and we're getting plus 158 at some spots. Plus, you know, it's plus 160 range. Like Rodon, really? That much of a favorite? I'm not buying. So I like Boston. I like San Diego and the under. I'm with you on San Diego. It's like, do I want to dabble in the under? I'll probably have something on it, but I agree with you that San Diego's a better play. Detroit, Cleveland, I'm going under 6.5 in that game, too. Hard to find something in Cincinnati, LA Dodgers, but yeah, those are, I like the other three games. Are you doing under, over?
Nah, I should, no? But I won't.
If it hits, you're going to be so pissed.
Yeah, probably.
There's a decent chance it ends up hitting.
Should I go to a Yankee bar and just play Dirty Water on Touch Tunes all night?
Yes, you should do that.
Paul, you don't really care for the Dirty Water song, do you?
I'm whatever about it. I mean, don't have a strong... I personally find it funny that we get a text from Sam about like doing a little Boston celebration, but cannot stand Cubs fans. They're the same fans. It's the same woe as me. Like I get it. Cause you got Southside ties. So you're always going to be anti Cubs fans. And I get it. It was just funny to me because Boston fans are the same fans. With their stupid songs too. For tonight. Well, okay. We're adding the Torkelson 100-1 World Series MVP. I don't know if Detroit has like a city phrase, but let's go Motor City. And today I will use that the BetMGM MLB postseason no sweat SGP token. So I was trying to look for like how do we get to Kittredge? I mean Machado. I'm gonna play Machado 5-1 for a home run. Wind's blowing slightly in from like right center. Shouldn't really affect the right-handed batters. So Machado at 5-1 to go deep with a Padres win. At BetMGM, that is 8-1.
I have one of the mottos of Detroit for you, if you would like. Sperammus meliora. I think I'm saying that right. Sperammus meliora, which is Latin for we hope for better things.
Wow, what a phrase.
I'm not making this
Could
up.
Could be worse.
I swear to God, that's a thing.
Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With a Pro Football No Sweat token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win. Jake Hassan, did you push the button?
I stay pushing the button. Always.
You be pushing. How's Madison? We good?
Didn't hear from her this weekend. Sad. Unlucky.
No? No phone call? Damn. How many weeks
she's
away?
She's Cincinnati, from? Right?
She's... No, it's a Cincinnati
Rhode
phone
Island.
Number. Yeah.
From Cincinnati.
Go Reds?
That's a strange combo.
Yeah, it is. I don't. She might be the only person on Earth ever with that combo.
Yeah.
Should I ask her?
Ask her this. Next time she reaches out, ask her where she's from. And if she gives you multiple answers, she's crazy.
Sam, that's confirmed already.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Damn, she called me to tell me that she moved in with her boyfriend, but would be in Chicago in a couple months.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know this person, so I'm taking the details.
You know enough. You know enough.
Yeah, none of us do, but we do.
She, okay. We were told she belongs to the streets.
Shut up.
There's
Hawk.
Evidence. What are you betting? He needs a minute to recover.
I'll touch the stove again with the Padres too. Sure, why not? Let's do it. Boston, completely agree. Rodon is this big of a favorite after what we saw yesterday. Yeah, okay, I'll take the plus money, and I'll bet Detroit too. Cleveland can't score. They have the four of us in that lineup, so I will take Detroit.
Oh, okay. So how many game threes do we get? One with San Diego. And
honestly, maybe just the one.
Maybe just one. That's it. That's all we get. Cubs Padres primetime Thursday. Oh wow.
Oh, the Cubs. If I have money on the Padres, they won't win. Don't worry.
Might get zero. We might get no game threes.
There's a chance we get none.
Yeah.
We can hope for better things.
Sparamus. Meliora.
What is that if you put those money lines together? Teams that are up
all the favorites?
They're not all favorite. Boston's not a favorite.
Oh, right.
Detroit's a dog.
If you give me 3 seconds, I can click for you. Let's see. So the Tigers to win, the Cubs to win, the Red Sox to win, and the Dodgers to win. BetMGM 12-22 plus 12-22.
So both are 12 to 1. What would you rather bet? Under, over, or all the winners from yesterday win today?
I love that we become parlay savages during the baseball
wildcard.
This is
giving
awesome.
People ideas. Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Why don't we parlay all the teams to win with the under?
With the unders over. And the over, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Stand by.
Now what do we have?
I just parlayed the over and the under in the same game. That's a mistake. 181 to 1.
Shuffler Masters.
Stop.
There we go. It's not a bad idea. I'd have to do it. Oh, damn. It's fun, though. It's good. So you get all this action today and then maybe absolutely nothing tomorrow, but we'll be here to talk about it. Whatever happens, got Thursday night football. Boy, that line keeps on climbing. We'll break down survivor options. We do that every Thursday. Take a look at the college football card. So a lot happening. Make sure you're here weekdays at 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. This is Bet Sweats. Tell a friend about it. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.